Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Runs at the tail end of Sri Lanka's innings helped set up a comprehensive 79-run win over Ireland in the first one-day international in Dublin. Nuwan Kulasekara top scored with 42 as he hauled Sri Lanka to a score of 219 for 8 after they'd been struggling batting first. Ireland lost two early wickets and were subsequently unable to build any sort of platform and were bowled out for 140 in reply. The Mumbai Indians made it 10 wins in a row on home soil as they beat the Royal Challengers Bangalore by 19 runs in an ill-tempered Indian Premier League clash. An ugly confrontation between Bangalore's Mitchell Stark and Mumbai's Kieran Pollard was a major talking point, but Pollard had the last laugh as his side prevailed. The West Indian made 43 in 31 balls and Rohit Sharma 59 not out, as Mumbai posted a score of 187 for 5. Despite the best efforts of Chris Gayle, Partiv Patel, Virat Kohli and Riley Rousseau, Bangalore closed well short on 168 for 8. Former Pakistan international Danish Kaneria has lost his latest appeal against a life ban handed to him for breaching ECB anti-corruption regulations. At an ECB Cricket Discipline Commission panel hearing in June 2012, Kaneria was found guilty of two charges of relating to corrupt conduct during a one-day game between Durham and Essex in 2009. His latest appeal, this one to the High Court, has been rejected and the life ban has been upheld. England all-rounder and 2020 international captain Stuart Broad will miss the five-match ODI series against Sri Lanka that gets underway on the 22nd of May. Broad is stepping up his recovery from a long-standing knee injury, but will miss Friday's ODI against Scotland, the 2020 international against Sri Lanka on the 20th of May, and then the five ODIs against the same opponents. Waqar Yunis has been appointed as Pakistan coach for the second time in his career and will begin a two-year term in June. He's been chosen to succeed Dav Watmore, who stood down earlier this year, and Moeen Khan, who took over during the Asia Cup and the ICC World 2020.